Welcome back to the Healing Room. Today, I'm going to talk about cutting cords. It's really popular right now to go get your cords cut between you and your ex-boyfriend or you and so-and-so. And I have people ask me, Ariel, can you cut the cords, please, between me and somebody? Or people will take actual scissors and cut in the air or use their fingers like scissors and cut in the air as a ritual or a symbol to say they're cutting that cord. In energy work, what I've seen in the 20 years doing this is you can't really cut a cord. Think of it like a flashlight beam. So I'm going to shine light from my chest, my heart chakra, to my lover's chest, their heart chakra, and that's the cord, this beam of light going back and forth. All this information is going back and forth in that cord. To cut it would be like me cutting my hand through a flashlight beam, and it's just going to rejoin after my hand cuts through. Or I could put my hand there and keep it there for a minute and pull it away, and voila, the light just rejoins. So cutting cords actually doesn't even work. It's not possible to cut light that's streaming in a direction. But you can take care of your end of things. So say that person, your ex-boyfriend, for example, is still sending light at you, right? Through that cord. Well, you can quit sending information to him. You can quit thinking about him or focusing on him, and you can train yourself to focus on you and your life. And the minute you start just really falling in love with you more than that person, you start to pull your energy out of that cord and into your own center, into your own grounding system. So you can play with self-love, like three things I can do for myself today. I could make popcorn, watch a movie, I could put my feet up, I could read a book, I could take a walk. Like every time you find yourself thinking of that other person, begin pulling in and say, what about me? What could I do to make my work better or more fun? What could I do to make my house more comfortable and more fun? What about my clothes? What could I do to feel more comfortable or happier in my clothes? What about my diet? You know, really just tune into all the things you need. Be your own best boyfriend or girlfriend. Kind of date yourself or father or mother yourself. This begins to not only pull your energy back from that person, but also to build your own light. And as you start to give yourself more and more attention, your light begins to get stronger, and then it begins to radiate outward until you fill ring after ring after ring in your energy field with your own love for your life and for you. That in turn creates boundaries. Just by focusing on all the things that you love and all the things that you want to make your life feel happier, you accidentally, by default, start creating boundaries. Because as your light gets bigger and bigger and brighter, it begins to take over ring after ring after ring. As your bubble becomes stronger, the ex or the old friend or whoever it is you're trying to keep out, your mother or your family member, can't get in. They have this weak flashlight beam because you're not putting any energy into it on your end. So it's kind of fading out and getting distant looking or misty looking instead of a strong color on your end. And on their end, they're shooting this light at you and it starts weakening as it gets closer and closer. But then on top of that, you're adding all these rings of light around yourself. So as soon as their beam or their cord hits the rings, the outer rings, it's kind of pushed back. They can't enter. They can't find that normal entry point because it's so weak and your light is becoming so strong around yourself just by focusing on yourself that suddenly they can't get in. They can't get through the boundaries. What I can do in energy healing is remove patterns. Now, these patterns look like a mesh or a spider web gone bad. Like instead of a beautiful, elaborate white mesh through your field, instead it'll look black and tangled and kind of messed up. My job is to go in and get those out. The patterns can be things like I always date someone who's abusive or I always date someone who's controlling or here I am again in the same situation. Did I create this? Or between you and that person, there's a pattern like they always control you. They always dominate you. I can pull that energy off. Or they've crossed all your boundaries and their energy has just taken over your field and it's that's in the mesh, that I can move out. If they're in your mesh or in your grids or in the layers around you, I can move that out. But if they're in their own bubble and you're just sending light back and forth through the cord, that to me is more your responsibility. Like, talk to your brain and shift your brain and have it focus on your path, your goals, all the little tiny goals, all the little things that make a day go by so quickly because you're so busy trying to meet all your little goals that add up, of course, over time. So let's pray about this. Take a deep breath. Sit up straight. Allow your shoulders to kind of float and rotate back. I've been doing YouTube videos where I'm kind of starting to demonstrate the shoulders going back. I'll do more of it, but we have a few right now. Breathe. We call in our angels. We ask them to help us get out of the way. We ask our angels and our spirit guides to move in around us. We ask that we become more self-centered, meaning more centered in ourselves. We ask that we are able to focus on our own shit, like our own things that we need to tackle in our lives. Not the ex's shit, not your friend's crap, but your own. Like, take each thing wrong with you and turn it into a fun goal. We ask that we're able to come up with a huge, exciting, fun list and lay it out on our calendars and chip away at it. And we ask that it's so entertaining to us that whatever's coming at us from an ex or someone unwanted can just dissolve before it gets past the outer rings of our field. We ask that by our own fun and our own sense of play, we're able to generate such a high vibration that we are naturally protected. We ask that we don't feel the need to chop that cord and cut that cord, but that we're able to just really shift our focus to the fun and play right in front of us, right in our own house from morning till night, right in our own yard from morning till night. We ask that we're able to enjoy ourselves right where we are. We're able to entertain ourselves and get a lot out of it and learn a lot just by hanging out with ourselves. We ask for a flow of light through us. We ask that light pours in the shoulders, all the way through the body, through the hips, the knees, out the feet. We ask that light pours in the top of our head, the crown vortex, and over us as if we're inside of a tube. You know how dolls sometimes will come in a plastic tube when you buy them? We ask that that tube around us is just a waterfall of light. And we ask that that light moves all the way out the bottoms of our feet and into the ground when we're standing so that we feel really solid and grounded and light on our feet and quick on our feet so that we feel like every part of our body is in sync with the flow of light through us. We ask for this. We ask for that kid-like play. Do you remember when you were little and you weren't bored and you weren't lonely, but you would play alone doing something and you were actually really entertained? I always thought how weird it was that once I started dating, after that, being alone was uncomfortable. And so I had to master that because I couldn't stand that just because I had dated someone, now being alone felt different than it did when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was so much fun. I was quite content. So I worked to get that back. And whenever you feel like you want to cut someone's cord away from you, it's really just a call to get used to being alone again. Get used to playing by yourself, having fun by yourself. There's so many things you can do. You can even make a list of hobbies. You can turn your work into fun. Like, I'm going to work for an hour and then take a walk and then come back and work some more and then I'm going to make soup. Like that. Like, make everything enjoyable. If you find yourself miserable, shake it up. Try to make it into a game. We ask that our spirit guides and our angels move into our homes and bring a lightness, bring a sense of play so that everything we do is fun. Like, cleaning the house is fun. Like, instead of I have to clean the whole house, instead just be like, you know what? I'm going to start with this one room and I'm going to work 15 minutes in this one room. Once the timer goes off, I'm going to go to the next room, like that. We ask that angels are in your house, lifting the vibration and bringing in fun, magical ideas so that you're not sitting there going, while everyone else is playing and while my ex is out dating someone else or whatever, I'm at home cleaning my house. Instead, no, you're at home healing and you're playing a game and you're raising your vibe and you're getting used to yourself again. And as you do this, you're processing. As you're vacuuming, you're processing. We ask the spirit guides to work on us, to heal us as we're lifting our vibration. As we're doing our part, we ask our spirit guides to shift any patterns in us and to remove any pain in us, to heal our hearts, to heal our self-esteem again. We ask that we are reconnected to God and to the light. Sometimes when we are in relationships, we put so much energy into the other person, we put less into connecting to God and the angels. So think of it as an opportunity. We ask that we are reconnected so that that light becomes so bright, pouring in the top of our crown chakra and in the tops of our shoulders, that we have everything we need. We ask that we feel amazing. This is a great time to develop your meditation practice or use these podcasts or sing or play guitar or move or do yoga, something that gets the flow moving through yourself. We ask that we use opportunities like this when we want to cut the cords or cut someone out of our lives. We ask that instead of focusing on that, we focus on the opportunity of pulling in the light and getting stronger and brighter every second, every day, building ourselves back up again. Thank you to the angels. Thank you to God. Thank you to our spirit guides. This is Ariel in the healing room.